Welcome back to the Gardening with Joy and Holly Radio Show. We're happy that you allow us to be part of your day and letting us help your garden grow better. Well, another thing that can help your garden grow better is watering with a device called the tree diaper.
Before tree diaper, watering trees, shrubs, and bushes were not your favorite job on your property. Let's be honest, but with tree diaper, it's not really a job. Tree diaper is a revolutionary watering system that slowly releases stored rainwater when plants need it. The tree diaper is filled with water from rain or when you water and slowly releases it over 3 weeks. No pipes, hoses, or electricity needed. Whether you're a first-time gardener or advanced, tree diaper will improve the way you water your plants. Every time it rains, tree diaper recharges. Made in the USA, you can check out all the sizes available at treediaper.com. That is treediaper.com.
Now, well, I'm going to tell a little story. Yeah, we've been gardening on the YouTube channel for about 10 years now. We started about 2010. And
Story time.
What's that?
Story time.
And the problem that we ran into was we had several years there that was phenomenal. Rained every third day, couldn't keep up with the produce coming out of it. And there was years where couldn't get rain for 12 weeks at a time, it seemed like. And we did not have a water regimen. We didn't have a schedule. And when we watered, we didn't water adequately or accurately, and the plants suffered. So we're going to talk about how to water, watering correctly, getting the most out of the watering in which you're putting on your garden. And the main and number one here is that was the deep dark tunnel we talked about before the break.
Oh, the deep dark tunnel.
About the tragedies of the underwater plants that we have. So we want to start with a watering schedule. Now, whether that be something you set up on your smartphone that you go out with a watering can or you get a device such as dripworks.com with a timer or you use the tree diaper or use the water hoop. Or you move your sprinklers around with a quick snap sprinkler system to water.
Or yes. You get your kids engaged.
Right.
And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, it's Tuesday. We have to check the plants and water. And then they get conditioned to help you water.
Well, with those tools, tree diaper, drip works, water hoop, quick snap, they can also utilize those tools in the garden as well. Our water schedule is each day, when we haven't set it up yet, but during the summer months, it's 3 times a day. 8, noon, and 5 for 20 minutes at a time. And it's on a drip system right at the ground, so the water gets right to the plants. And typically most of those systems are under a mulch, whether that's shredded paper, leaves, grass clippings, or straw, so that holds the moisture in. So the soil has always moisture available, and the moisture, you want it to damp sponge, which allows the nutrients to be uptaken by the plants. So you have happy plants and productive plants.
Right. So that's the important part. You want to water consistently, which is part of the watering schedule. And I think that a lot of people think that, oh, it rained this morning, so it should be good. And you don't know maybe how much it rained. Were you asleep when it rained? You know what? Like, you have to kind of think about
enough,
that.
True enough, when it rains, it's hydrating the soil much easier, much more effectively than if you're just standing there with a hose spraying it. But you would be amazed if you have a raised bed and it's dry, how much water it physically takes in order to hydrate that raised bed, 8 inches tall by 4 foot by 4 foot. It takes gallons upon gallons because most times when the soil is powder dry, it's hydrophobic, which means it repels water. So you have to oversaturate the soil in order for it to change, in order for it to uptake the moisture, in order to start hydrating the soil correctly and properly.
Right. So that's what's important, is you want to feel underneath that top layer for dryness.
Because you water with a watering can, you're watering your Brussels sprouts, lettuce. Oh, the top of the soil is wet. I've put 3 gallons on it. Take your finger and rake. That soil, half inch below the surface, is not moist at all.
Right. And that's when something like the irrigation comes
right
in. Because you can set that up on a timer. You can set it for an hour or what have you, whatever you feel you need 3 times a week. And then that way you know that those plants are getting properly, consistent, scheduled water.
You don't have to work on recharging the soil. And that's what it's called whenever the soil is dry and you're putting water on it. You're trying to get it to absorb so it recharges. Like, it takes a while for a dry sponge to start absorbing water. Same thing with the soil. You have to get that recharged.
Especially a larger dry sponge as opposed
yes
to a smaller one, which brings us to thinking about containers and their size. So when you have a smaller dry sponge, it may pick up the moisture faster and become saturated faster, but then it also dries out faster. And that's something to think about with containers. So you want to water them once thoroughly when you see the water run out of the bottom, then water your group of containers, come back and water again, and then you know that is a thorough watering. If you have like, I don't know, 1 gallon or 5 gallon bucket size containers on your deck and you have them in full sun all day long, you may have to water twice a day because they're going to dehydrate, they're going to dry out, especially if it's the peak of the summer, end of June.
Triple digits,
end of June through early August, mid-August. You need to keep in mind you may have to water those twice a day. So you could do an irrigation or a timer or water them before work, after work, whatever you have to do.
But a 1 gallon is going to dry out much, much more rapidly than a 5 gallon bucket, a 30 gallon grow bag, a 60 gallon grow bag from Rootmaker. And the Rootmaker grow bags, the unique thing about them, and you can get them at rootmaker.com, coupon code radio21, save 15% on your order, just to help you out there. The unique thing about them is they have a white tempered coating on them. They're not a traditional black grow bag like you see. The reason for that white tempered coating, one, it looks nice, and two, it helps repel some of that heat to get it doesn't absorb the heat as rapidly as a black cloth or a black grow bag would, and it makes the roots happier and healthier, and it's not burning the roots even if the soil is hydrated. You get a lot of heat in wet soil, it becomes hot soil, and the plants necessarily don't like that.
Right, and that's another good point, is that can be beneficial for some plants, but when you got that heat of the day, and just because it's 85 degrees outside, if you are on a deck and you have the sun just beaming on those plants or just even in your backyard, it could feel a lot warmer for them.
Well, and the thing is, we'll talk about the soil in containers, soil in raised beds, soil in the ground. The healthier the soil, the more it's going to hold the moisture. You know, we know clay soil holds moisture very, very well. But clay soil is not something that is good to grow in because it's hard for the roots to penetrate too. There's a lot of minerals and stuff in clay soil. That's why we try to break the clay soil up and make it more compostable, material, a potting soil type of looseness. But if you have just dry, sandy soil or rocky soil, that number one, you're already against the eight ball because you don't have the moisture the possibility that the compost or raised bed mixes have.
Because right. It's going to be less water retention.
Yeah.
So that's something to keep in mind. So you want to, especially during the peak of the summer, you want to water in the early morning or in the later evening. And it's not because the water is going to burn the leaves,
garden
with the sun, blah, blah, blah. No, it's because you want to be able, A, you want that water to absorb into the soil properly. If you do it in the middle of the day, it could dry a little bit faster.
Well, and other thing is here, during the middle of the day, the plants are, and on the hottest day, the plants are stressed. You want to water in the morning when they're relaxed after they come off a nighttime. I mean, plants don't sleep, but they do grow quite a bit at night. People don't realize that. And then at the evening, you water as the sun's going down, not getting it on the leaves because that can cause mildew, but it gives them hydration in order for them to relax and uptake that over the nighttime period.
Right. So, yeah, you want to make sure you think about the proper time of watering. And then another thing is that if you don't water properly, if you don't water consistently, you might think, oh, my plants are okay.
They're still alive.
Oh, I do this every year. I water whenever I need to.
Do you have a good garden every year?
Just asking
a friend.
Right? Or, could it be better? Another thing is that when you don't water properly, a lot of those nutrients get locked up into the soil and they don't get released into your plants. And that's what causes blossom end rot on your tomatoes. It's a lack of calcium, which is a lot of people think, I'm going to add eggshells or Tums or something to my soil. And that's not the situation. What happens is, yeah, you may add eggshells or Tums to your soil, but then
The
soil's still dry, but then you water them and that's why the blossom end rot goes away, because that calcium is locked up in your soil. When you water the plants, it's released back into your plants. or when you water your soil, it's released back into your plants, and then that takes care of the problem.
And an unhydrated or dehydrated plant is much more susceptible to problems than a hydrated plant. A hydrated plant can fight off diseases, can fight off bugs much, much easier and more successful than a dehydrated one. You know, keep that in mind as well. So water your plants. Keep it on a schedule. Use mulch. Mulch is a great thing. Any type of mulch you can get that's natural, that's not got a chemical base like a weed and feed grass clipping thing, all natural is a great thing to use to suppress weeds and hold moisture in. Well, talking about watering, with the summer being on upon us and the heat warming up, it's time for you to start protecting your garden and your yard from those various beetles, weevils, and borers. Yep, those Japanese beetles will be back whether you want them or not.
And what better way to prevent those pests from destroying your garden than by controlling them while they are larvae? Grub Gone is an easy-to-apply granular product that can be spread on your turf to successfully control grub invaders. Developed by Phylum Bioproducts from our natural occurring bacteria, Grub Gone is a non-chemical BT product that specifically targets only certain scarab pests. And it's safe to use around bees and other beneficial insects.
And if you've already got those beetles flying around your yard, several of you probably already do, Beetle Gone is the choice. It is an organic water dispersible powder that you can spray directly on your edible plants. You can find all of this out at phylumbioproducts.com. That's P-H-Y-L-L-O-M bioproducts.com.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.